Many South Dakota lakes provide summer recreational opportunities, but overloading of nutrients in runoff waters may encourage harmful algal blooms as temperatures climb. This overgrowth of algae in lakes can have a negative impact on people, pets, wildlife, and livestock, as some species of algae produce harmful toxins. South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources scientist Joshua Strobel explains his agency conducts random testing for algal toxins on roughly 35 South Dakota lakes each summer.
And focus on sampling them for microcystin, mainly at the lakes that have a high recreational value, because our main goal here is to inform the public of water quality criteria and give them the information that they need in order to make a decision on if they want to recreate in that water or not.
Sampling has begun for the summer of 2024, and results will be posted on the DANR website as they become available. Blue-green algae is often most problematic, but Strobel states visual appraisal is not always an indicator of water quality.
Just because it doesn't appear that a bloom is on the surface doesn't necessarily mean that the water isn't toxic, and vice versa. You could see a really bad, nasty film on the top of a water, and it doesn't always mean that that's going to be really toxic either.
The slogan, "When in doubt, stay out," encourages people to be proactive if water quality questions arise. He notes higher levels of precipitation increases nutrient runoff throughout watersheds, raising potential for algal blooms. Visit danr.sd.gov and search harmful algal blooms for greater details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.